And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy!
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds!
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hey, BSBOT, some number recording right before the Knicks muck it up. There you go. Gregory, say hello.
Do you want me to how much time we got? Do we need 25 minutes on Robinson Cano? Or are we good?
I think we're going to do Would You Rather, but we have a whole flag.
Would you rather us go about this podcast normally or hear me talk about Robinson Cano?
Well, God bless, because it's a blessing in disguise for many, many reasons. Not that you don't have infinite money. You do. That doesn't matter, but no, you don't have to give at-bats to Robinson Cano. I saw your tweet and I agree with you.
Yep.
I own Robinson Cano in Dynasty. No one cares. And I'm pissed off about it. So there you go.
I've never seen Mets Twitter so united before. It just goes to show what era we're living in now. But anytime Met news would break before, every Met fan would be like, this is just classic Mets, LOL Mets. This is terrible, blah, blah, blah. And now everyone's just like, honestly, this is a good thing.
Who cares? Infinite money, Stevie, baby.
$20.5 million off the books.
Yep.
Like you said, at-bats, every Robinson Cano at-bat gets transferred into the account of Dom Smith immediately. You can do whatever the hell – if you want DJ – if the Mets wanted LeMahieu, they could have signed him earlier anyway. It didn't matter, but now
they're
going to
try, yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't know. McNeil can play anywhere. Jimenez can play anywhere. The Mets have literal infinite options. They've had 999,999 before this.
Yep.
And life's good, baby.
One more Met point, and then I swear to God, we're going to get to the Rangers.
I make no promises about that.
I know you don't. Isn't it possible?
Tell me.
That Steve could be like, this guy did steroids multiple times, and I don't want him on my team, and find some way, not that he could find a way out of the contract, because MLB is the most guaranteed contract of all time in any sport, but isn't it possible he's just like, no, I'm buying him out, it's over.
I mean, if Cano wants to keep playing the last 2 years on his deal as a guy who's going to get less than 300 at-bats and gets a couple DH games here and there, never plays defensively at second base, why even buy him out? The kids seem to like him. Even with the steroids, he's still kind of respected in the locker room.
Okay.
The difference between Cohen and Wilpon is there would have been an impetus to put Cano in the lineup with the Wilpons because they're paying him.
Yep.
With Steve Cohen, look, if he wants to be a $20 million 26th man, I don't think he's going to give a shit.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. He doesn't really care. Let's get to a Would You Rather segment of New York Rangers. We're going to do this for our BSBOT before we go and watch the NBA draft for the night. So we took some questions from people, and a lot of them were very similar. I had a real problem because anything that involves the Mets with you, Greg, is like, okay, well, it's the Mets. Like, he's going to pick the Mets. If anything like that. But I did come up with one that I think is interesting for you. So I'm going to go with some of mine before we read some of everyone else's. So let's start this hot, shall we?
Okay.
And we'll stay on the Mets theme. I did say we'd do one more thing, but would you rather?
Yeah.
And now I couldn't do anything with the Rangers. I couldn't find a Mets take that was with the Rangers that you wouldn't go Mets. Cool. So I went, David Wright stays healthy for his entire career.
Oh, this is already mean.
But Gregory can no longer sports gamble the rest of his life.
Oh, no. See, that's the money shot right there, Ryan. That's well done by you.
I crafted this because you can gamble still. No one's telling you that you can't go play blackjack.
But I can't gamble on sports.
Sports is no gamble. No gamble.
Had you asked me this question 2 weeks ago, I think I probably go stick with the gambling. But however, Ryan, yes. our listeners don't know this yet. I'm a big Wall Street stocks guy now.
Yeah, big stocks guy.
So I've been getting my itch with baseball being on the shelf in the stock market.
Okay.
I think now with stock markets and when life is normal again, I could play poker and blackjack and all that shit. I think I might be able to live without sports gambling if it meant a happy and healthy David Wright?
I want you to know I sat on that question for 20 minutes. I was like, I crafted it up and down. Left
That's
and
a good
right.
one. I'm trying to think of an actual would you rather where I would have to debate if I'd go with the Ranger option when compared to the Mets.
It's hard for because for me, it's the Rangers for everything. That's just the way it is. And we know we all yeah. know that. So, you know, would I rather the Rangers win a Stanley Cup or the Rays win a World Series? It's the Rangers, not even close.
It's yeah, but it's like, would I rather the Rangers win 10 consecutive Stanley Cups or the Mets just to win one World Series?
Right.
And I've said this on the podcast before. If the Mets win one World Series, I don't have to worry about the second because I'm probably not surviving the first.
Yeah, no, people can make it ridiculous. You know, the 20 Stanley Cups in a row, like, okay, I think did you guys see the Warriors' third parade? Like, no one cared. That was just what it was. I would kill for that one cup, that one special cup, but the fifth, I mean, even the Blackhawks' third cup wasn't the same. Like, you get that fiending, that need, that want for the cup after such a long time that just isn't there when you win a third time in a dynasty. Not to say yeah. I wouldn't want that. I fucking do want that.
That I will say that was a good would you rather to open it up. That's tough. The good news is, you know, it's a hypothetical. I won't ever actually have to.
I have a Ranger-based one that might be tough for you. Here we go.
Oh, my. Okay.
I'm going to start off with my hot ones that I really crafted delicately. You must, would you rather, chew every piece of gum that AV spits out for 20 seconds, or Tortorella scolds you and curses at you 10 minutes every night before you go to sleep?
Tortorella is not that much different than like growing up with my mom. you didn't grow up in a Jewish household, man. Like,
okay, fair.
Tortorella stuff, that stuff just that would just get me through a hard day. That's him scolding me about something stupid.
Okay.
The amount of times I didn't put my laundry away and you would think that I committed a federal crime. Yeah, man, No, I'm not putting someone in my mouth. So.
Okay. I thought that would be harder because it's every single night, but no.
No, that dude, I'm ready to go. Mama Kaplan,
impervious.
She trained me good. She's got me up to speed. I can handle torts.
Impervious. Okay. Next one. Would you rather oil wrestle Julian Gauthier's father or block
oil wrestle,
yes. Or block consecutive pucks without padding from Julian Gauthier himself?
Now, are we talking like Greco-Roman wrestling or WWE
sure.
wrestling?
Not WWE, Greco-Roman.
Say the second one again.
You have skates on, but no padding, and you must block consecutive pucks from Julian Gauthier himself.
No, I'm wrestling his dad. That's easy.
Okay.
His dad won't hurt me. He's just going to overwhelm me.
He's just overwhelmed.
Like, Gauthier is going to hurt.
Sure. Fair. Good point. I like I said, the first one I knew was the winner. I just tried some other stuff out here.
We're slowly going downhill, just like all my stocks.
That's it. Survive a sleepover at Kreider's house at all Ooh. Means, or survive a sleepover at Tanner Glass's house. See, because I feel like these are different games. Tanner Glass hunts you, where it might be like Saw at Kreider's house. Like he just like says, "Do you want to play a game?" It's like a totally different situation.
Yeah, I'm going Glass because I know what I'm getting into with Glass, and all I have to do is survive.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm getting into with Kreider. Like, it is just as likely that Chris Kreider wants to have a barbecue in the backyard and then camp around a fire, make s'mores, and tell just heartwarming stories about his upbringing as it is that he wants to fillet me. So
it's very close.
I'm 100% going Glass because while I don't think Tanner Glass will be the best time of my life, I'm confident that there's a strategy to survive it.
There has to be. Where I just think where you like there's points where you're at Kreider's house and a wall falls out and then you're in another room and you don't know what happened. There's a piano playing. It's very confusing.
Yeah. Chris Kreider's anything's on the table and believable with Chris Kreider.
Very true. I have a couple more, but let's get to some listener ones real quick. So Benjamin Waters, a good friend of ours, said this hurts a bit to write, but would you rather trade Kako for the number one pick in the next draft or keep him? It's either keep Kako or trade him for the number one pick. For everything I read from Aturati, like it's not like I think that's how you say his name. I'd rather keep Kako at this point. I think that's just from what I know of my friends. I don't really know much about Atu, but he's not like the Lafreniere type of caliber. He's sort of a lower level than that.
Yeah, and at some point, it's like winning the lottery and immediately buying a million more lottery tickets, hoping that you win the lottery again. At some point, just enjoy the fact that you already won the lottery.
Just enjoy that and stop playing the scratch-offs. Right.
Yes.
Max says, Jack Johnson, left-handed defenseman two, or Brett Howden, center defenseman, second centerman this year. I think it's very plausible Jack Johnson is left-handed defenseman two, and that's probably what I'll go with. It's going to happen.
Yeah. This one doesn't quite work because a lot of things have to go wrong for Brett Howden in order for him to become the second center. Filipino, either one has to get injured or two has to struggle mightily. Strome has to struggle mightily or get traded. There are clear obstacles standing in the way of Brett Howden actually getting to play on the second line this year. Whereas the Rangers don't have left-handed defensemen. Right now, Jack Johnson is their number two left-handed defenseman. It's not a would you rather. It's a statement of fact.
No, yeah.
So this one doesn't quite work for me because are you asking me which one's more likely? It's Jack Johnson. Are you asking me which one might actually happen this year? It's Jack Johnson.
I would still.
Are you asking would I rather have Brett Howden be my second line center as opposed to Jack Johnson be my second pairing defenseman? No, because if both scenarios happen, the Rangers stink. So it doesn't really matter which one I go with there.
Right. I'd still go with Jack Johnson in that case. I've seen bad defenseman beats left defenseman twos for a long time. I'm used to it. I'm immune.
Yeah, but think of it from the aspect of how it's not Brett Howden isn't so bad that Artemi Panarin couldn't cover him.
Right.
So if Brett Howden's playing second center from a team building standpoint, does it really matter as long as his wingers are Artemi Panarin and either Kako or Kreider?
Probably not.
Yeah.
It matters a little bit, but probably not because Panarin's that good. Speaking of which, yeah. Panarin's such a supermodel these days. Great looking guy.
He's flexing. Bro.
Dude, the sweatpants with the jean jacket. I mean, the leather jacket. That's some real stuff right there. I don't even know what he was like advertising. I think it was a watch. I have no idea. All right. This one's from me. It's from your host, Ryan Mead. Would you rather pet Artemi Panarin's dog, Mr. Rizzi, or pet Jacob Trouba's dog?
Jacob Trouba's dog, because as much as I respect and adore Mr. Rizzi,
yes.
Anything under 20 pounds isn't really a dog.
Isn't that a Parks and Rec quote?
I have no idea.
I think Parks and Rec, the quote was anything that's under a certain amount of weight is just a cat.
Yes. I get the appeal of smaller dogs. I do. They're not my cup of tea. I wouldn't really want to hang out with them. I don't consider them fun and cuddly. And while Jacob Trouba's dog looks like the Chris Kreider of dogs, it's at least a dog.
I'm obsessed with this idea that Chris Kreider is just like a saw enthusiast. Just has...
we're building a mythology around Chris Kreider that I'm starting to take pride in.
Me too. I don't know if any of it's true. I don't know anything about Chris Kreider, to be honest.
he's entering the mythical Bill Simmons Tyson zone for me, where if you tell me any Chris Kreider story, I'm just gonna believe it.
That's just it. All right. I think I go with Mr. Rizzi despite him being cat sized. I think he's absolutely adorable. And the eyes on Jacob Trouba's dog, wow, it's a very adorable dog. Does look he's going to murder me. This is from our friend Josh. Would you rather have the Rangers held on to Amante, Kovalev, or Zubov?
Zubov.
Yeah, I think Zubov too, right?
Hold on to the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
At all times.
Kovalev, very important, but didn't have the career that Zubov did. I'm going with Zubov too. Mike asks, would you rather trade Trouba but have to include Mika or play Brett Howden on the first line? No, I would trade Trouba. Include Mika. Okay, you're never winning anything if you're playing Brett Howden on the first line, period. And
not winning anything if you're trading Mika and Trouba either, though. What's your point?
Well, I think at least if you
trade... You feel better with a 1-2-3 of Strome, Hedl, and Howden than you do just... Again, Brett Howden can be masked. It's not the end of the world, and it's not like his NHL career is over. Just because we don't like him... Doesn't mean he's 20. He's a kid.
I was just about to make a comment. It is crazy that there's a lot of Brett Howden ifs. Like, I don't think he's not as bad as maybe I haven't watched hockey in a long time, but I don't think he's ever as bad as like when we made fun of other players. Like he might be okay. He,
The problem with Brett Howden is he's being as little as he's being asked to do right now. He's not ready for it. It's not Brett Howden's fault that at his point in his development curve, he's not ready for an NHL workload. That doesn't mean Brett Howden's going to for sure be bad. He's bad right now. Don't get me wrong, but he's still a kid. He's still a prospect. He hasn't graduated to NHL regular yet. He's still growing.
I know.
His game's still evolving.
Hasn't spent any time in Hartford whatsoever.
Yeah. The Rangers trying to make Brett Howden develop on the fly like this is the problem with Brett Howden. It's not Brett Howden's fault. We're treating him like he's actually Cody McLeod.
Cody McLeod could not play hockey, period.
Yeah, Brett Howden might be terrible. Maybe this is the version of Brett Howden we're going to get for the rest of our lives. The problem is he's not ready for what the Rangers are asking him to do right now. And it's hurting it, in my opinion, is hurting his development. If this is Brett Howden his entire career, yeah, he's bad. This is a different question. But he's 20. What is he? I'm looking it up right now. He's 22, is he?
Yeah, I think he's 21.
Brett Howden
age. Check it out. All right.
March 29th, 1998. He is 22 years old.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a little early for us to say one way or another what Brett Howden is or isn't. Tony DeAngelo at 22 wasn't a starting NHL defenseman. Now people want him to be making $7 million a year.
Yeah, and now
what's the difference?
And he's 24, 25, 25 now, I think. All right, this is
relax, guys.
This is from
Austin Brett Howden's a man rocket. He can get it.
He can get it.
I'm tired of talking about him.
I can't say this person's name, and I think they know. I can't say it. It's AKA PPPPPY on Twitter. For both, mainly for Ryan, because names. Would you rather have he calls him Alex. Alexi Lafreniere on the team? And get confused 24/7, or have JJ sign a 4x2 with the Rangers after this contract is up. This is a different person.
It's the Lafreniere guy.
I just owned myself like super hard. So his name actually is Alex Lafreniere, and get confused 24/7. What this person refuses to see is that I'm already confused 24/7. There's no So I would rather just have them both on the team and be confused out of my mind because I'm already there. And I would like nothing to do with Jack Johnson at this point. Yes. I think that's it. Nicole asks, would you rather go back in time and have the 2014 team win a cup or win three in a row starting in 2022? Well, let's see here. One of these teams says Capo Caco on it, and I'm writing this down. I am the Capope. Yep. I think I would rather have 2022 three in a row, despite I know this is Henrik Lundqvist, right? I think this is
essentially what you're saying is you'd rather see Capo Caco win one cup than change one Henrik Lundqvist season in which he won a cup.
For me personally and selfishly, yes. Yes.
It's a hard hill to die on there, Ryan.
It's three in a row.
You're the one who just said, yeah, did you see the Warriors?
And I said, and I still said,
that was you.
And I still
10 minutes ago.
I still said, I still want that at the end. I still want it.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think I would have appreciated it as much in 2014 at the time than I probably would now. I'm much more invested in the New York Rangers, mostly because people pay me to be more invested in the New York Rangers.
Whoa, paying Greg that makes you interested? That's so weird.
I know. It's almost like how that works.
Huh.
I'm just going to pussyfoot this answer and say I'd be fine with either.
Oh, such a pussyfoot. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
We're back. Okay, let's do a couple bit more and get a couple bit more. Wow, yeesh. Let's do a couple more and then get out of here.
People were worried about you struggling if there was a guy on the team with a name similar to Lafreniere. Forget about it.
They should have been worried about normal English. All right, we have Tyler Ingram here. He says, hypothetical because pandemic, and I think this is a contested one for Gregory. Not for me, but for Gregory. Would you rather visit Vegas for a Rangers game when they return or return to Montreal for a Rangers game? Now, I think, for me, it's Montreal. It's not even a question. I love the city of Montreal. You know how I feel. It's amazing there. I'm not a big Vegas guy because I've gone so often that I'm not the gambling person of Greg's level. I do dabble, but I'm not super into it. So it's definitely Montreal. Gregory, for you, I know how much you love both cities. Is this a tough one?
I think it's going to surprise you how not tough this is for me.
Really?
It's Montreal. Yeah, it's Montreal.
Let's go.
Here's the thing about Vegas. I enjoy myself in Vegas when I go, but it always depends on the people I'm going with. If you were asking me, if this question was, all right, I'm going to either one of these cities solo, Montreal's a much better hang than Vegas is. If the end goal is to go see a hockey game and you're trying to spend your entire day leading up to the hockey game, kind of independent of everything, like you're going by yourself.
Right.
Montreal is a much better hang as a city environment. Vegas is a tourist trap. Like Vegas is super fun if you go with the right people.
If you're in a group,
into a lot of trouble.
Absolutely.
But the correct answer is Montreal.
It 100% is. I'm a Montreal stan to the end of the earth. I miss it so much, and I cannot wait to be vaccinated and go back up there.
The one thing that would make me say Vegas is just stop being French. You're not French. We're in the goddamn North America.
Done with this?
I'm not one of those people who's like, you got to speak my language.
Everyone speaks English.
It's specifically fucking French that really pisses me off. Who are you trying to impress?
Paying the camera to Alexis Lafreniere? Huh? Me?
Napoleon wanted nothing to do with you, buddy. I don't know what you're trying to pull here. This is some bullshit.
Matt Jackson.
I've had this opinion forever.
That's true. Matt Jackson, good friend of the podcast, says, Rangers have to get a mascot. Would you rather the Statue of Liberty herself or Hank in a suit? It's got to be Hank in a suit. Is this even close?
Say it one more time. I'm sorry. I got distracted by
an NBA trade. It happens. Breaking news. The Rangers have to get a mascot. Would you rather the Statue of Liberty or a Hank in a suit? I think it's Hank in a suit. Not even close. I've been thinking. Go on.
I just don't want a mascot. Is that weird?
Yeah, because I have been thinking about the mascot thing. The Rangers are the only team without a mascot, and we're not going to discuss this in depth here, Greg, because I want to do this offline. But I think we have a
offline.
I think we have a chance. Not in person.
Hold on. We're going to talk offline about this.
I'm going to call you on the phone.
That's more concerning than whatever you're going to say about the mascot.
I'm just saying. I think there's an opportunity for us to. Uh-oh. To get in the game, the mascot game here. There's a rival. We could start a rivalry. There's another mascot out there. He's pretty popular. Stick with me.
Gritty?
We'll see. We'll see. All right. Would you rather learn Russian from... This is from Ian. Would you rather learn Russian from Chris Kreider or go kayaking with Lieber Hayek? Kayaking with Lieber Hayek, again. Sounds like a nice time. Chris Kreider Russian might be a Saul game.
Yeah, again, I don't know the Russian Kreider is telling me, and I'm not going to be smart enough to be able to look it up. Kayaking with the Hayek is, you know, that sounds like a lovely afternoon.
Honestly, yeah. He's literally the kayak. No one could be better than him.
Now, if the question was learn Russian from Chris Kreider or kayak with Hayek in shark-infested waters, I'd still probably lean the kayak.
It's close.
But at least I'd think about it.
It's close. Sophia says, would you rather have Mika's breakout ability / shootout move or Panarin's creativity? Oh, for me, it's Panarin's creativity, for sure. He's just such a wonder to watch on the ice in so many different ways. He makes so many things happen, especially in Mika's 5-goal game. If you go back and rewatch it, like I had to, he's the person that really makes it happen before anybody else.
Yeah, it's Mika's like a sledgehammer, but Panarin's like an artist.
Yeah.
So the artist is always like, it's really fun to watch buildings blow up and people shit down with their bare hands. But it's even more beautiful to watch people create from nothing.
There you go.
And that's Artemi Panarin.
There you go. Would you rather have made the conference finals this year or lost and gotten Alexi Lafreniere? Definitely lost and gotten Alexi Lafreniere. Not even close.
Why is this a question?
Yeah, it is from Danny. Danny, if we won the Stanley Cup, we could have this conversation.
Just the conference finals?
No, you're asking
me if I just wanted to get to a conference finals?
I've lost.
Is that like enough? Are we as a fan base like happy about just getting into the final
four?
What
are we, the Orlando Magic? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say the Tampa Bay Rays, but whatever.
God damn it, Craig. this is from Andrew, Base Chesty, very popular memer on the Ranger Twitter. Would you rather have Sam Rosen botch your name on a go call, or would you rather have Joel Micheletti call your play fabulous? For me, it's Sam Rosen. It's not even close, because I mispronounce names all the time, and Sam Rosen is an absolute legend. And while I like Joe, and I respect Joe, anything Sam Rosen could say with my name in it, even if it was butched, Rianne Mead, I would be super happy.
Fun story. When I was about 10 or 11, I was on one of those AAU travel baseball teams that was trying to – it was like the year before the tournament for the Connecticut Championship representation that gets to go to Little League World Series, all that bullshit. One of the games we were playing – was one of the first times ever that I remember playing in a baseball game with a PA announcer that would say your name before going up to the plate. This motherfucker called me Greg Kaplan walking up to the plate. I literally
Kaplan.
10 or 11 year old Greg was so flabbergasted that this idiot couldn't pronounce the name Kaplan that I just didn't pay attention to the first pitch and almost got hit in the head.
Kaplan. I can't read, and I never even came close to that.
Kaplan, it's not that odd of a last name.
No.
We have a whole damn SAT prep course.
I know this has become us bitching, but what is really weird is my name's Ryan Mead. As you know, it's not that hard. It's 8 letters. And the last name is Mead, M-E-A-D. Now, I get letters all the time from people I know, Greg, like people that are like in my life that put an E at the end of Mead. And I never see that naturally anywhere else. Like the wine Mead doesn't have an E at the end. The pencil and notebook company, not a sponsor of this podcast, does not have the E at the end. But yet people write my name like that all the time. And I don't know where it comes from. It pisses me off.
I want to say it's something Harry Potter related.
Has to be Harry Potter. I blame them.
I think like there's this. Are you sure that Mead, the alcoholic kind of beverage thingy, doesn't have an E on the end?
I'm going to go ahead and sweet wine Mead right now, and I'm positive. I'm a Renaissance fair guy. Sweet Mead. Yeah. Wine. Yeah. No E at the end. Carol's has a – there's no E. We had it at our wedding. Yeah. How I made Mead honey. No E. I don't understand. Someone explain out there. All right. Back to the Rangers. Sorry about that. Would you rather let Mika walk next year or have Jack Johnson play in the top line minutes? Top line minutes for Jack Johnson?
So if I keep – wait, again, we're not doing well with phrasing of these questions here, folks. I'm not one to criticize you. But it's – if I let Zibanejad walk, does that mean I don't have to watch Jack Johnson play ever?
Yes.
So like if I – is the caveat here if I keep Zibanejad, I have to watch Jack Johnson play on the top pairing? Is that what we're trying to get down to
here? I think so, yeah. So if you let Mika Zibanejad walk, you never have to watch him play again. I guess I see what you're saying. This is a hard question because it's not really phrased correctly. I think they just want me to say Jack Johnson on the top line. Sorry, Vin, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'll just say this. I'd rather be able to watch Mika Zibanejad because Jack Johnson or Lieber Hayek or whoever is probably going to suck. So I'd rather at least get to say I was able to watch Mika Zibanejad.
Agreed. This is from Corsi Anthony. Would you rather go on a car ride? Oh, my God. with Buchan to Shesterkin? Or go to Russia with Panarin? Russia with Panarin. I know what happens in car rides with Buchan to Shest.
Yeah, but Panarin has some opinions about Putin that might get you in trouble.
There's some things in Russia that might – there might be some people following Panarin?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a three-letter agency that doesn't have good connotations in the land of Russia that might have some interests in what we're doing at all times.
The KHL too. It's true.
Here's the thing. They just got a little banged up. They walked away from it.
They're fine.
So as long as you're wearing your seatbelt,
they're fine.
And as long as we're not going 70 plus miles per hour, I think we'd be okay.
Again, this one's easy. These next two are super easy. New York Rangers update says, would you rather have Brett Howden named captain or Kapokako traded? Brett Howden can be captain the rest of my life. I don't care. Don't trade Kako. Clarkie.
Yeah, also the captaincy. People are obsessed about the captaincy. It means nothing. So, like, whoever you want to put the C on, you can put the C on Jack Johnson. I won't give a shit. I really won't.
It'll be Chris Kreider, whatever. Would you rather Henrik Lundqvist win a cup with the Caps, or would you rather New York Rangers make conference semifinals and lose? You can't have both. Again, like,
What are we doing?
We want the cup.
It's just the conference semifinals this time,
guys.
We get out of the first round and lose in the second round.
You know what's crazy? We've been called negative recently. But
what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
The chant wasn't "We want the conference semifinals." It was "We want the cup."
We want to advance. We want to advance.
We want the cup.
What's going on, Gen Z? What the fuck? Like, have we gone too hard in the participation trophy era now, where everyone's just like, well, we're happy to be here.
What are we doing?
We're happy to be here. Guys, win or bust. Like, I don't want to make the playoffs if I don't have a chance to win.
Same way. I'd rather get.
What are we doing? Even this, I'm saying this as a Met fan, right? a fan of a team who during the Wilpon years made what? Let's see. We went in 2006 and we went in 2015. And then we kind of sort of went in 2016. Like, I just want to win. I wasn't happy in 2006 when the Mets lost to the Cardinals. I sure as hell wasn't happy that the Mets simply made the World Series in 2015.
My team literally lost
happy
the
that
World
we had
Series.
The opportunity. I wasn't happy that we had the opportunity for Madison Bumgarner to shut us out for 9 innings in 2016. Like, flags fly forever, people. Fuck out of here with this. Well, it lost. At least if we make the finals, shit. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. Congratulations, you came in fourth. You don't get a trophy for that.
Shut up.
What are we doing?
No one remembers second, man.
Nuts.
No one really remembers second. It's crazy. The Rays just lost the World Series, and they'll never be talked about it. But remember when the Rays lost to the Dodgers? Oh, yeah, that's all I'll get the rest of my fucking life. Congratulations. All right, I think that's it. We did it. We did 30 minutes. We might do another version of this later in the offseason, but we'll see.
Asking us if you want us to root for the Rangers to lose in the conference finals, though. You're not going to get a good answer.
It's true. It's not going to happen. All right. We love you guys. We'll be back next week. Love you. Bye.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.